You got no place to go. I'll tell you what your problem is. You brought your queen out too fast. What do you think, she's one of these feminists looking to get out of the house? Nah, the queen is old-fashioned. Like to stay home, cook, take care of a man, make sure he feels good.
Checkmate.
I don't think we should see each other anymore.
She beat you at chess? That's pretty sick.
I don't see how I could perform sexually in a situation after something like that. I was completely emasculated. Anyway, it's not the only reason.
Yeah, what else?
All right. You want to know what one of her favorite expressions is? Happy, pappy?
Happy, pappy? Yeah. What does that mean?
Like if she wants to know if I'm pleased with something, she'll say, happy, pappy.
Oh, you're pappy.
I'm pappy.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
So that's not so bad.
Oh, come on. What are you kidding?
So tell her not to say it.
I'm much more comfortable criticizing people behind their backs. Anyway, look who's talking. You just broke up with Melanie last week because she shushed you while you were watching TV.
Hey, I got a real thing about shushing.
What is this? Did you ever get the feeling like you had a haircut but you didn't have one? I'm all itchy back here. What?
What is this? What are we doing? What in God's name are we doing?
What?
Our lives. What kind of lives are these? We're like children. We're not men.
No, we're not. We're not men.
We come up with all these stupid little reasons to break up with these women.
I know. That's what I do.
Are we going to be sitting here when we're 60 like two idiots?
We should be having dinner with our sons when we're 60.
We're pathetic. You know that?
Yeah, like I don't know that I'm pathetic.
Why can't I be normal?
Yes, me too. I want to be normal. Normal.
It would be nice to care about someone.
Yes. Yes. Care. You know who I think about a lot? Remember Susan, the one that used to work for NBC?
Yeah. I thought she became a lesbian.
No, it didn't take.
Oh.
I tell you, I ran into her last week. Oh, she looked great. Mm. You thought she was good looking, right?
See, there you go again. What is the difference what I think?
I was just curious.
Well, this is it. I'm really going to do something about my life, you know? You know, I didn't want to call Melanie again. So what if she shushed me? George, I am really going to make some changes.
Yes. Changes.
I'm serious about it.
You think I'm not?
I'm not kidding.
Me too.
Melanie, you can shush me at every opportunity. So we're all straightened out? You happy, Pappy? Ah, it's just an expression. All right, well, that's very sweet of you. Okay, I'll call you later. All right, bye. Hey, well, I had a very interesting lunch with George Costanza today.
Really?
We were talking about our lives, and we both kind of realized we're kids. We're not men.
So then you asked yourselves, isn't there something more to life?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, well, let me clue you in on something. There isn't.
There isn't?
Absolutely not. I mean, what are you thinking about, Jerry? Marriage? Family?
Well,
they're prisons. Man-made prisons. You're doing time. You get up in the morning, she's there. You go to sleep at night, she's there. It's like you got to ask permission to use the bathroom.
Is it all right if I use the bathroom?
Really?
Yeah, and you can forget about watching TV while you're eating.
I can?
Oh, yeah. You know what? Because it's dinner time. And you know what you do at dinner?
What?
You talk about your day.
Oh,
How was your day today?
Did you have a good day today or a bad day today? Well, what kind of day was it?
Well, I don't know. How about you? How was your day?
Boy, it's sad, Jerry. It's a sad state of affairs.
I'm glad we had this talk.
Oh, you have no idea.
Hey. 3 hours of sleep again last night. 3 hours of sleep because of that dog.
What dog?
Why don't you call the police?
I did, Jerry. They won't do anything.
Yeah, what dog?
There is this dog in the courtyard across from my bedroom window that never, ever stops barking.
Dog.
I lost my voice just screaming at this thing. I can't sleep. I can't work. I mean, I just moved. I can't move again. What am I going to do? What? What am I going to do?
Well, there is something you can do.
What? Kramer, I'll do anything.
Well, what if there should be an unfortunate accident?
You're going to rub out the dog?
No, no, not me. I just happen to know someone who specializes in exactly these kinds of sticky situations.
Uh-huh.
What, you're considering this?
Just meet with him, see what he has to say. You got nothing to lose.
I don't really know why I'm here. Kramer talked me into coming up here, but obviously I could never really do anything.
Of course. Obviously.
So anyway, I'm sorry for wasting your time.
What kind of dog did you say it was?
I don't know. I've never really seen him.
I see many dogs on my mail route. I'll bet there's not one type of mutt or mongrel I haven't run across. If you ask me, they have no business living amongst us. Vile, useless...
Nubbin!
Nubbin! Anyway.
Yeah. Well, I was just curious if I were interested in availing myself of your services. What exactly would you do?
Well, Elaine, there's any number of things that I could do. But I can promise you this, though. This vicious beast will never bother you again. So what's it going to be?
No, I'm sorry. I can't hurt a dog. I can't hurt a dog. I can't.
I got it. We'll kidnap him. We'll kidnap the dog. We'll drop him off upstate, and this way he won't bother anymore, and he won't get hurt.
I suppose.
Huh? I'd have to think about it. I doubt it, though. I doubt it. I'll let you know.
Of course. Take your time. I'll be here.
One at a time.
I'm sorry.
Who is it?
It's George.
George? George, what is it?
Will you marry me?
Hello?
Ma! Getzmann!
Oh, my God.
No, it's nothing bad. I'm getting married.
You what?
I'm getting married.
Oh, my God, you're getting married?
Yes.
Oh, I can't believe it. Frank, come here.
You come here.
Georgie's getting married.
What?
Georgie's getting married.
Get the hell out of here. He's getting married?
Yes.
To a woman?
Of course, a woman.
What does she look like?
I'm sure she's plenty gorgeous.
What difference does it make what she looks like?
Is she pretty?
Yes, she's pretty. What difference does it make?
Well, I'm just curious.
She's not pretty?
Let me talk to her.
She wants to talk to me.
Hello?
Congratulations.
I just want you to know that I love your son very much.
You do?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
May I ask why?
Okay.
Will you stop? I'm on the telephone.
Can I talk to him, please?
Hey.
Hey.
What are you up to?
Nothing. What's the rope for?
Oh.
Well, how do you like that? I got rope. Well, I gotta go.
The dog, you getting the dog?
Hey, Kramer, where are you going? Don't go! Kramer! Come back! I got great news!
Oh! Well, I did it!
Did what?
I got engaged! I'm getting married! I asked Susan to marry me? We're getting married this Christmas!
You're getting married!
Yes!
Oh, my God!
I asked her to get married! I'm a man, Jerry, I'm a man! And do you know why? It's because of that talk we had. You were my inspiration. Do you believe it?
You!
That lunch was the defining moment of my life.
I'm blown away!
Are you blown?
Blown!
You like that?
And she said yes.
Well, it took a couple hours of convincing, but I was persistent. I was just like those guys in the movies, and it worked! She said yes! Like, I can't believe my luck that she was still available! A beautiful woman like that! You think she's good-looking, right?
You're gonna have gorgeous kids.
Yeah, she's got great skin. She's got a rosy glow.
A pinkish hue?
Oh, she's got the hue. So? What's going on with you and Melanie? I mean, I know you're not getting married, but things are happening?
Well, actually, we kind of broke up.
You what?
Well, you know, we were having dinner the other night, and she's got the strangest habit. She eats her peas one at a time. You've never seen anything like it. It takes her like an hour to finish them. I mean, we've had dinner other times. I've seen her eat corn niblets, but she scooped them.
She scooped the niblets?
Yes. That's what was so vexing.
What about the pact?
What?
What happened to the pact? We were both going to change. We shook hands on a pact. Did you not shake my hand on a pact?
You stuck your hand out, so I shook it. I don't know about a pact. Anyway, you should be happy you're engaged. You're getting married.
No, it's not that. I just, well, I thought that we were both,
You thought I was going to get married?
Well, maybe not married, but
I mean, you love Susan, right?
Yeah.
You want to spend the rest of your life with her?
Yeah.
So?
Yeah. This doesn't make any difference.
Nah. So, we're still on to see Firestorm tonight?
Yeah.
I'll pick you up at your apartment. We'll go to the 8.
Yeah.
Hey, wait a second! Celebrate! Have some champagne!
Champagne?
Yes, come on! How often do you get engaged? Come on.
Okay.
You know what? No champagne.
Ha, ha, ha.
Anyway, I'll see you later.
That's it. Stop right here.
How much is the dog?
Will you shut up?
Is that a new song?
What? What do you need a rope for?
Look, I don't have time to explain every little thing to you.
I don't know. Now I'm thinking maybe we shouldn't do this.
I know you'd back out.
Kramer, are we doing a bad thing?
Hey, look at it this way. We drop the dog off in front of somebody's house in the country. They find it and adopt it. Now the dog is prancing in the fields, dancing and prancing. Fresh air, dandelions. We're doing this dog a huge favor.
Yeah. That's him.
All right. I'm going in.
Ready?
I don't really think I can go.
Oh, how come?
Well, I didn't really tell Susan about it, and she doesn't really have anything else to do.
She can come.
Well, she doesn't really want to see Firestorm.
Oh.
She wants to see the Muted Heart.
Oh, the Muted Heart. Glenn Close, Sally Field. That should be good.
Yeah, guess I'll see you later.
Hey, wait a second. You know, we could share a cab. They're playing at the same Cineplex.
George, better get ready.
I am ready.
You wearing that shirt?
Okay, I guess I'll see you down there.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I don't wear a watch.
What do you do?
Well, I tell time by the sun.
How close do you get?
Well, I can guess within an hour.
Well, I can guess within the hour. I don't even have to look at the sun.
Hmm?
Well, what about at night? What do you do then?
Well, night's tougher, but it's only a couple of hours.
Got it?
What do you think? Drive!
Where is it? This is the dog?
Yep.
But it's so small.
Yeah, but he's a fighter.
I can't see the dog. Are you sure you got the right one?
Look, you said the one in the second courtyard. He was in the second courtyard.
How could that be the dog?
Well, get him to bark.
Yeah, I'll know if it barks.
All right, bark.
Bark.
Yes, it was very, very good.
Do you think you'll ever find her again?
Oh, I sure hope so.
Boy, how about when Harrison Ford jumped out of that plane and he was shooting back at them as he was falling?
What about the underwater escape?
Oh, man!
The radio on. Maybe there's a news report about
it. Let's dump it already. I've got an answer.
You think we're far enough away?
Look, I've been to Monticello.
Yeah. This looks right. All right, give me the dog. That's it. Okay, boy. This is it. This is your new home. Come on, let go. Let go of my shirt. Come on, let go of my shirt.
This shirt is from Rudy's.
Hello?
Hey, MSG's rerunning the Yankee game. You watching this?
They are.
George, you coming to bed? I checked Matt about you.
Yeah, I'll be there in a minute.
What was that?
Nothing. I gotta go.
Oh, Matty, we just singled.
You know, it was really very wrong of you to back out on that deal.
I didn't make a deal. I just shook your hand.
Yeah, well, that's a deal where I come from.
We come from the same place.
George, I'm starting it.
I gotta go.
Ha ha!
Roxy, where have you been? We've been worried sick about you.
What's this? Rudy's.
No, it's impossible. It's impossible. I don't know how it happened. We were practically in Monticello. I mean, how could that thing have found its way back? There is no way.
That is strange.
I know.
So tell me anyway, who was the big mastermind?
Oh, I can't, Jerry. I'm sworn to secrecy.
But then I can't tell you the big news.
News? What news?
Sorry.
What?
All right, Lane. But this is beyond news. This is like Pearl Harbor or the Kennedy assassination. It's like not even news. It's total shock.
Oh, come on, Jerry. Please.
George Costanza.
Yeah?
Is getting married!
Hi. You Cosmo Kramer?
Yes. Yeah.
You recognize this piece of fabric?
Yeah, well, it's...
What?
Nothing.
You're under arrest.
Arrest?
I have a receipt for a rental car with your signature, including a report of some damage to the rear seats. It seems as if the springs were so compressed that they completely collapsed the right side.
Newman!
What took you so long?
What do you think they'll do to us?
Don't worry about a thing. In 20 minutes, that place will be swarming with mailmen. We'll be back on the street by lunch.
You gotta make some changes. I'm not a woman. I'm a child. What kind of wife is this?
Like I do, tell me who can stop my heart as much as you. Tell me all your secrets and I'll tell you most of mine. They say nobody's perfect, but that's really true this time. I don't have the answers,